Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Siyata Dishmaya. We have come to Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. And this shiur is dedicated to Schus, Avi Moiri and Imi Moirasi, Sheyichyu, the Schus. Moshirim Peshtin Raisor Moshe Mordechai, and the Schus Rechevet Fega Bas Michal Dries Basiel, Raichana Bas Aron Adel, Rus Victoria Bas Tila Rovida, Sok Shal Chole Yisrael, and the Rambam writes, Novi שהם מלך משאר שבטי ישראל, ויעשה המלך הולך בדרך התורה והמצווה, ונלחם מלחמת השם. הרי זה מלך, וכל מצוות המלכוס נויבס בו. אף על פי שעיקר המלכוס לדוד, ויהיה מבוניו מלך. If a prophet appoints a king from any other tribe of Israel, and that king follows the path of Torah and mitzvahs and fights the words of Hashem, he's a king. And all of the mitzvahs associated with the monarchy apply to him. Although the kingship was primarily given to David, and one of his descendants will be serving as king, there is halachic legitimacy to the rule of other kings. Sheharei Achia Shiloni Amid Yeravam, Achia Shaloni appointed Yeravam, and he told him, V'hoya im Shemoya Tishma, es kol asher atzaveko, uvnisi l'chobay, uvnisi l'chobayis, ne'amon kasher banisi l'dover, and it shall be that if you obey all that I command you, I'll build you a faithful house that I built for David. V'amalo Achia, v'levnoi etein shevet echod l'man heyos nir l'dovid avdi kol yom l'fanav Yerushalayim. To his son, to David's son, I will grant one tribe that David, my servant, will always have sovereignty before me in Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam in Halacha Ches. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Malchei beis David heim ha'omdim la'olam shenema kisacho יהיה נכון עד עולם, אבל אם יעמוד מלך משאר ישראל, תיפוסק המלכוס מבייסוי. שאין אמר לי רובם, אחלוי כל היום. The kings of the Davidic dynasty will prevail forever. As it says, your throne shall be established forever. In contrast to the king arise from other Jews, the monarchy will eventually cease from his descendants. As Yerovam was told, I will afflict the house of David, but not forever. So, Yerovam's Malchus was, and Bechal Malchi Israel, their Malchus is temporary, and the Malchus of Beis David is forever. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Aval Yamud Melech, Ze Soyser Masha Omar Lemala, Loya Malchus Bilva. In other words, earlier on, the Rambam had said that all Svarois are inherited, so there will come out that you do, not like the Rambam says here. Here the Rambam says, what are you talking about? It goes from father to son. If Yeravam had been a kosher king, one of Ksherim and his children had been kosher, the Malchus would not have stopped from his seed. It would have been secondary to Malchus Beis David. So, Yerovam could have been an eternal kingship if they just had stayed on the straight and narrow. עד כאן זכינו ללמוד את הרמב״ם, פרק א', הלכה ח' וט', ביחד עם השגות הראב"ד. הרמב״ם, in הלכה ח', הוא writes that מלכי ישראל הבדים מלך לכל מצווס המלכוס. צורך אי ונטובו. הרמב״ם writes that מלכי ישראל are considered kings for all intents and purposes. And this requires great understanding, and our analysis of the Rambam will be, as is we generally do, based on the Torah of Moirenu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Hagodol Hamufla v'Hamuflog, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzitzal. As Rabbi Yerachem Fishel Perla already asked in his Biur HaRasag Parsha Zayin Miminyan HaParshiyos, from what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs, Leisa say Shin Samech Beis, the Rambam writes, His Hironu, Shaloi Lemanois Oleinu Ish Asher Lo Yiyeh Mizera Yisroel. We were commanded not to appoint upon ourselves somebody who is not Jewish, etc. Omnam HaMalchus Levat Kvar Yadat Misifrei HaNavua, Shezocha Bo David, V'chein Zaroi Acharov, Ad Seif Kol Hadoiros. The Malchus alone is already known. You already know from Sifrei Nevua that David was Zeiche, and also his seed after him until the end of all generations. Ein Melech l'mishi yamin b'toras Moshe odon kol hanavim ela mizera Shlomo b'levad. The only king you have, if somebody believes in the Torah of Moses, the master of all prophets, must be from Zerah Shlomo. It's got to be David, Shlomo, and down. No other king, sweet friends, says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. V'chol mi shehi mizulas ze hazera hanechpod l'nyan malchus nochri korinon bei. Anybody who is otherwise outside of this seed, this distinguished seed, with regard to Malchus, is called a goy, a nochri. Kemoi shekol zera acher bilti zera aroin ve'inyan avoida zar karinan bei. Just like as far as the seed, besides the seed of Aaron, with regard to the avoda, is called a zar. So hu adin over here, if you're not from zera beis David, then the person is zar as far as Malchus is concerned, and he has no right being melech. So we see that the lav of lo yisucha lo seis olecha ish nochri is going on anybody who is not mizera David. So here we have the Rambam and the Chibur and the Yad, that it's melech Yisrael are melechim for all intents and purposes. B'chol mitzvah ha-malchus noya goyspoi. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam asserts that only Mizera David they are king. So that's a straight-out stira. The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis, Perek Yud Shel Sanhedrin, B'Yisoid HaShnei Masor, writes, U'mechlal Yisoid Ze, She'ein Melech LiYisroel, Ela Mibeis David Mizera Shloimui B'Uvad, U'chol HaCholek Al HaMishpocha HaZois, Kofar b'Hashem, Hashem Yisborach, u'bedivrei nevi'ov. And included in this yisod is that there is no king for the Jewish people unless he comes from the house of David, from the seed of Solomon. And anybody who argues with this family, meaning he tries to be king and he's not from this family, kofar b'Hashem, Hashem Yisborach, is denying the name of God and the words of his prophets. So now we have it in the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis, we have it in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that you have to be from Beis David. Like Bazoi, how did the Rambam write over here that Hamodas Melech Mi'Yisroel is a valid appointment. Navi Sheher min Melech Mishal Shifte Yisrael, and he was a good guy. He's a Melech. What do you mean he's a Melech? This is a Lav Doi Raisa. This is Kfirah B'Shem Hashem. What sort of Melech is he? And the Navi is Misnabe Lakor Loitzesei Shebetoira. He's a Navi Sheker. It's like somebody who's Misnabe that the Jewish people should be Oved Avoyde Be. That Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen, should be Oved Avoyde in the Beis HaMikdash. Can't make such a prophecy. It's false prophecy. The Rambam shtels tzu, he says that he's a Zor. If you're not from Malchus Beis David, you're a Zor. So it's a Zor, can't do the Avoid, the Zor can't be Melech. And then we also have to understand how the Aseres HaShvatim were over on the Lois say of Losucha Losais Alecha Ish Nochri. V'zed Val Tema Me'oid. So Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla blibed with the Tzorich Iyun. He didn't know where to go with this. The Rambam, Ramban, Ala Torah, in Parshas Vayichi, in Perek Memtes Posuk Yud, Abakanta Ramban, we've discussed it a lot in the past, is discussing the Posuk of Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda, that the Malchus belongs to Yehuda. V'kosav Shom, She'mamlochus Shol, Mi Malchus Shol Lo Tikshi, She'amalchus Hoysa Rak Malchus L'Shol. Don't ask questions from the Malchus of Shol, because that Malchus was only temporary. And that the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Shmuel El Shol Niskalto. You were foolish, says Samuel to Saul. Lo shamarta et mitzvus Hashem elokecha asher tzivoch, ki ato heichin Hashem es mamlachticha el Yisrael ad olam. That you were foolish for not keeping the mitzvus of Hashem. Because God prepared your mamlacha ad olam. Shim loichoto hoya lizaroi malchus b'Yisrael. Had he not sinned, then they would have been kings. Not on everybody, but on a lot of the Jews. O yeh melech tachas yad melech Yehuda, or he'll be king under the king of Judah. Ulefi daiti hoyu hamalachim amochem al Yisrael mishar ha-shvatim. Achrei. Hayu amelochem amochem al Yisrael mishar ha-shvatim achrei David oivrim al da'as avim u'mavirim nachal. Those kings that were ruling over the Jewish people from the other shvatim after David were over on the will of their father. And they were passing over the inheritance to the wrong person. And they were relying on the fact that Achiyah Shiloni was a Navi anointed Yerovam, as it says in Melochim Aleph Yad Aleph Lamentes Venes Zera David Leman Zois Achloi Kol Ayomim. So David Zera David will be afflicted, but not for all the days. And when the Jewish people kept appointing other kings besides Yeravam, they were over, they can't transgress the tzava of the Zokin of Yaakov, and they were punished. Like Hosea says in Hosea 8:4, not for me. This is all the Ramban speaking. V'zehoya oynesh hachashmoinoim shemolchu b'bayis sheni ki hayu chasidei elyoin v'chulei afal picha inen shu oynesh godo ki arba b'nei chashmonoi azoke lechosem amochem zeh achazeim kol kvurosem v'atzlachosem noflu b'yad v'veim v'chorev אלא בעבור זה שמורכו ולא היו מזרע יהודה, ובייס דוד, והסירו השבט והמחוקק לגמרי. ישראל בייס חשמונאים, they were חסידי עליון, but they shouldn't have been king, and they were punished, they shouldn't have been kings, they were punished for that. And therefore they were killed in war, because they ruled, and they took away the malchus from Yehuda. עד כאן מדברי הרמב"ן, מבואר מדבריו, that the only problem here is the union of the tzavos hazokein. And since the only problem is Yaakov's commandment, the achya shaloni's nevuah was effective. But they shouldn't have kept it up, and they were punished because of this. Whereas ladas harambam, it's a lav. And therefore nevuah hanavi is not going to help. And nevertheless, the Rambam didn't say that there's an Israel Malchei Yisrael, but Meshe Malchu Har Be'achrei Nevuas Achya Sheloini. And Mitzat Sheni, we see in the Rambam, Perakil Mechus Chanak Alocha Aleph, Sherichim Aleyam Hashem Vo'ishiyam Miyodim Ve'itzilam, Gavru B'necha Shmoa Yekanim Megidol Ve'amidu Melech Men HaKoyhanim, V'chazol Malchus Le'Yisrael Yeser Al Masayim Shonim Adachur Pan Hasheni. So you see that the Hamodas Hamalchus, Ayde Bnei Chashmonoi, Hoysemina Yeshua, as the Rambam says, very interesting, that the appointment of a Kohanic king is part of the salvation. It sounds like a good thing. So we have the Ramban who says they were about Tzavos HaZaken. We have the Rambam who says that it's Mamish Alav. But then again, the Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam here says that it's Seder Gamor, that the king who's a king is he's allowed to be a king. Even if he's from Malchus Yisrael, the Rambam doesn't have a problem with Yeravam, and the Rambam doesn't have a problem here in the Yad with other kings, other Malchus Yisrael. And not only that, the Rambam, despite what he says in the Heilige Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's allowed to appoint a non-Kohen, a non-Shevet, the Beis David, not from the seed of David and Shlomo. Here the Rambam says in Malchus Chanukah, that part of the Yeshua was that they had a king from the Chashmonaim. So that's from Yeshua, that's not an Isser. Ramban held it was an Isser. But why wasn't there an Isser, Lefidas HaRamban? This is discussed in the Sefer Chasdei David, to the Tosefta and Perek Dalet of Sanhedrin Halacha Beis, and in the Sefer Chemdas Yisroel, Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, Ayin Sham, Ve'adayin Tzorich Iyun. We also have to understand that the Rambam says, Din Melech V'malchei Yisroel, that it has to be Alpi Novi, and that Melech has to be Hoylech B'derech Atoiro Ve'amitzvah V'atenech Yerovam, Shaya Alpi Novi, U'bishas Minuyov Holach B'derech Atoiro Ve'amitzvah. So the Rambam says the king has to be a good Yew and Erel Chayit. So Yeravam was an Erlich Hayid when he was appointed. But other Malchei Yisrael, there was no Navi, and they weren't going B'derech HaTorah V'Hamitzvah, they still had a Din Melech. Achav Yerichiach Lehedya B'Sanhedrin Daf Memches Omud Beis Shehaya Lo Es Hadin Shal Mishan Moireid Boi Shu Moireid B'Malchus V'Shal Arugei Malchus. Like saying, well, anyone who rebels against Achav is considered a Moreid B'Malchus, and the din is that Harugei Malchus, their Nechasim, go to the king. V'chein B'Zvochim Kuf Beis, we see that Achov had a din covered Malchus. V'nin Kod V'yishan Itzmosna V'yorotz Lefnei Achov, covered was given to Achov, Arts Melech, Horeyos Yud Aleph Omud Beis, the Malchei Yisrael, Kamalchei Beis David, Lin Shemevim, Seir and not Seira. They bring the male goat, not the female. The Yerushalmi says that only from Yehu and An they don't have a din melech, because Balistios Nadrua, they took it with violently, but otherwise they do have a din melech. In Omnam Shebetois V'Sanhedrin Daf Chof Omud Beis B'Divah Masro Melech asks there Lama Lo Notal Achov Es Stei. Nevois mi parshas hamelech, they were mitaretz lecha terutza, that the parsha of the melech, that the melech is allowed to take people's fields, was only said in a melech shenimlach al kol Yisrael v'yehuda meis hamokoin. The achav loy molech al Yehuda, וגם לא עם מלך מאיס המוקוים. So therefore he wasn't a good king. However, the Ran already writes that you can't say this, because Achav was not a moirid beBeis David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the mamlocha from Beis David. And any melech that they were mamlech, Aseres HaShvatim is mamlech as a din melech l'kol dover v'in sham baruch l'ner. Writes that Tosis is moida that he had din melech. K'demuchach, we have all these sources that he had a din melech. Just only in Parshas HaMelech, Tosis holds he doesn't have a din melech. Ayin sham, in the oruch l'ner. But according to the other Teirutzim of Tosfos, and also the Ran's opinion, is that he was a melech legamre. What do you mean he was a melech legamre? How could Achav be a melech legamre? It was lo al pi navi, lo halach b'dalchei Hashem. So how did he have a din melech? Ve'ayim b'radbaz, ve'halon b'perek gimul haloch ches, ומה שכוסב הרמב״ם שם דין מוריד במלכוס. וזה לשוני. והי מלך, היינו שהוא מלך על פי נובי, או שהסכימו עליו כל ישראל. אבל אם קם איש אחד ומלך על ישראל בחוזקו, אין חיובים לשמוע אליו. So the Radbaz writes that a king is somebody who is a crown based on a prophet, or all of the Jews agreed on his appointment. But if somebody gets up and forcibly rules over the Jewish people, you don't have to listen to him. So he says this din melech mechudash, anaya din melech, of his skimu olav kol Yisroel, that all of the Jewish people agreed, he has a din melech. And he only says that he's not a melech if he comes b'chazaka. And that's the din of the Yerushalmi and Horios that we mentioned. Gabei malchi Yisrael miyehu ve'elach. That they don't have a din melech. Kevin shenatlua balistios. They took it violently. Took it b'chazka. And the Ravid's not talking about malchi beis David bilvad. He says the only problem is when they take it forcibly, not if they're not from beis David. V'tzorich biur. Where do we have such a din malchus? Where do we have such a din malchus of a skimu alav kol Yisroel? Re kosev Rambam leil b'halach ha-gimel, that minui melech is only al pinovi, or befrat b'malchi Yisroel, Rambam kan madgish din miyuchad v'noisav shel novi, ve'eich yi yeh melech b'haskomas Yisroel b'loi novi. How could it be, without a Navi, that a person has a din melech? Achen, ayin b'drashat haran, b'drasha yud aleph, the Ran writes, sh'amalchus einu dover b'melech, el dover niton aleph me'is Hashem yisbocha me'is ha'om, l'tzorch tikkun ha'om. So he also says this word about being from the nation. That's a, where does he get that from? In the Sefer Keren Oira, in Horius, in Dafyut Aleph on the base, he's Malchinus, and he also writes that Malchus is Chol Al Yedei Ha'am, and as long as the Am was Mekabel HaMelech, Mechuyavim Losur El Mishmato, people have to listen to him. And he writes that's the Mashmos, the Pash, the Pasuk, Mikerav Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech, that Simas HaMelech Tolui Ba'am, Behevi Me'a Yerushalmi, Shebechazok, Kevin Shein Wapi Am, Dino Kehedioit, if it's taken forcibly, since it's not Alpi, the nation didn't agree, is a din hediot. He doesn't have a din melech. He's a simple person. And then he asks, Midivrei HaRambam in Halacha Ches, that the Rambam says that it needs to be Alpi Novi. And he answers that otherwise, Duhu Mishum, Dim Loikein Havalei Morid Ben Malchus Beis David. ומשום הוכי לא היה להם רשוס מצד עצמם להמליך מלך אחר אם לא על פי נובי כמו ירובם ויהיו בנים שהם דמשמע יהודה הסכימו. So he says that otherwise, if it's not Al Pi Navi, it will be a rebellion against Beis David. And therefore they didn't have Rishus on their own to be Mamlech HaMelech, unless it was Al Pi Navi. Like Yerovam and Yehu ben Nimshi, that Mishamai Eskimu. So they don't have Rishus to do otherwise, because then it's a merida against Malchus Beis David. Ad kan divrei ha keren oira ayin sham. But this is very problematic, because he appears to say that only Yehu ben Nimshi had a din melech, since it was Al Pi Navi. And in the Yerushalmi it's Lehedia, that until Yehu, all the malachim had a din melech. And also he writes, it's merida b'malchus Beis David if they appoint a king from, not from Beis David, but the Ran writes in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Amud Beis, that since Hashem ripped away the mamlacha from David, from Beis David, there's no din of merida b'malchus Beis David. And sof, b'malcha Yisrael, the Keren Oira proves from the Rambam that we require a Navi. But the Radbaz doesn't say that. The Radbaz doesn't require a Navi. It's also Tamur on the Keren Oira that he's bothered by the fact that the Rambam in Halacha Ches says that you need a Navi. So how could it be that they appoint without a Navi? And his answer was, no, because of Malchei Beis David. Because of Malchei Beis David, you need a Navi, otherwise it's going to be Merida of Malchus Beis David. But he could have asked from the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. Rambam Halacha Gimel also says you need a Navi, and there the Rambam isn't talking about Malchei Beis David, and yet he still says that you need a Navi. In other words, in Halacha Ches you needed a Navi because it's otherwise it's Merida B'Malchus Beis David. But in Halacha Gimel, you need a Navi, and it's not talking about Merida Malchus Beis David at all. So, why is he going to Halacha Ches? What is he going to do with Halacha Gimel? It has nothing to do with Malchus Beis David. So, these are just some of the issues, and there are a lot of them over here, that we have to deal with. Kol zeh tzorich iyun tuva. So, Mirat Hashem, in the next shiur, we will speak a little bit about the Ravid that we mentioned earlier at the outset when we quoted the Rambam, the Ravid. And then we're going in Mirat Hashem to get to the Mahalach to start resolving these thorny issues. And we are going to see the Flois Gedolois, Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. So, I ask that you please stay tuned, and it will be Nifla B'Yoseh. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.